Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. So it is the month of May. I'm so excited. We are talking about Mother Mary.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, where we pursue sainthood through the vocation of marriage. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that are necessary to a wife and mother, from our faith to what's for dinner and everything in between. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
Talk about Mother Mary. First off, we do not worship Mary, we venerate Mary because she's the mother of God. If you don't believe that Mary's the mother of God, you're actually buying into a heresy that actually was started by Nestorius in the year 428. He started saying that Mary was only the mother of the human side of Jesus. But as I will explain, you cannot divide the person of Jesus in two. He is the Son of God. That's his personhood. In 431, the Council of Ephesus came together and proclaimed, no, Mary is the Theotokos, the bearer of God. And the reason that the council didn't meet until 431 is until the heresy of Nestorius, you didn't have any kind of question. So councils don't come into play until a heresy comes about, and so then the church has to proclaim publicly a belief that was held by everybody until that time. Let's go through a very logical exercise and then I'll break it down further. Mary is the mother of Jesus. Jesus is God. If he's not God, then there is no salvation from the cross. Therefore, Mary is the mother of God. So we can break it down. So I have to give complete credit to the priest who did this homily through Sensus Fidelium on Mary being the mother of God. I will put the video down below. I highly suggest you watch it because no matter how well I explain it, he is going to explain it so much better. And so this is just me doing my best. All right. So here's the thing. We have to define three words: nature, person, and motherhood. Okay. So the nature is the outside of the thing. A cat has a cat nature, a dog has a dog nature, and a human has a human nature. Now, a person is different from their nature. We are not just our body, our bodily systems, our brain. We are a person. We have a soul, right? And so even though we are a human and that is our nature, our personhood is who we are as an individual. And then motherhood is, you know, understood biologically at least as a woman who conceives a child, carries a child in her womb, bears a child, and then cares for the child externally thereafter, right? All persons have one nature, and that's humanity, except for Jesus. Jesus has two. He is fully human and fully divine. He is God. He is the Logos. He is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. While Jesus has two natures, divine and human, he only is one person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You can't say that he is two persons because you know it wasn't like you could separate his humanity and his divinity. It is one being. Yes, he needed food. He suffered. His Mother Mary cared for him. And all of the trappings that come with our humanity, he had that. But he's also God. And you can't separate the two. Therefore, we know that Mary is Jesus' mother. She gave birth to him. She is the Ark of the New Covenant, which I will talk about in another video. She carried him in her womb, and she is truly his mother. And so therefore, she is the mother of God. And if you buy into this heresy that you can somehow split Jesus into two different people, his human side and his divine side, then who died on the cross for you? If it was just Jesus the human, that does nothing for us. But he's God, and we know that he is God. He is the Messiah. He is not just Jesus Christ, some guy. He is God himself, the Word incarnate. And so therefore, Mary is the mother of God. And it was really beautiful because I read somewhere that by understanding Mary, you understand Jesus better, right? By calling Mary the mother of God, you realize that Jesus cannot be parsed into two different persons. I want to give you some scripture to back this up because we all like some scripture. Elizabeth called Mary, mother of my Lord. In the New Testament, Lord refers only to God. Okay, so Mary, Elizabeth is ultimately saying, mother of my God. And that's Luke 1:43. Now we all believe, we're all going to agree that Luke is divinely inspired scripture and that God wrote Luke through humans, but it is completely written by God as well, right? Right here. The Bible can never contradict itself. Sometimes you have to open your mind to really grasp what's being said, but there is no contradictions in the Bible. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is God. You cannot separate his divinity from who he is as a person. Luke 1:35. The child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Right there. And then Galatians 4:4. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, right? Now we all know the Holy Spirit came to Mary and overtook her and she conceived and bore a son and his name is Jesus, which is Emmanuel, which is God with us. It's all right there. We celebrate it every single Christmas or anytime you pray the joyful mysteries. It's all right here. Now,
you also have the three Protestant reformers that insists Mary is the mother of God. So I don't know if Protestants out there realize this, but Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Ulrich Zwingli, who I don't know what he's associated with, they all acknowledge Mary as the mother of God. Protestants claim that because Mary could not have given Jesus his divinity, she cannot be properly be called his mother. This is a serious error. Jesus is one person. Person is a unity. That is why we say a person is born. Not a nature or a body, but a person is born. This is why abortion is so bad, because a person is being killed. Not just some body, not just some body parts, but a person. It goes on to say, our parents did not give us our souls. Those were created directly by God. Only our bodies, right? Our DNA. However, we never say our mothers give birth only to our bodies. They give birth to us, our whole person. I hope this helps. I hope this clears up something. I got a lot of this from the talk I was talking about, as well as this beginning apologetics, how to explain and defend Mary. This is a wonderful book and it's very easy to understand, full of scripture that defends Marian teaching. Next time we will dive into typology and talk about how Mary is the new Eve. She's the new Ark of the Covenant, like we've already discussed a little bit, and she is the Queen Mother, and how these all, again, are in the Bible, and yet you have to understand how to break open and understand how the Old Testament prefigures, anticipates, symbolizes persons and events in the New Testament. This is a very beautiful walk through salvation history. I probably will not be getting into a major dialogue back and forth with people. I am here to inform, not convince. So I just put this out there. If you are interested in learning more about Mary, there are so many resources. I suggest going to Catholic Answers, Catholic.com, type in any kind of question you have about Mary, search through YouTube. There's so many wonderful resources. Make sure if you do have an interest in really learning the truth about Mary, you use the word Catholic after your question. So like Mary's perpetual virginity, Catholic, because you do want to get proper doctrine on these things. And there's just a lot of heresies and misinformation out there about Mary. And we don't want to offend Mother Mary. She's such a wonderful, beautiful mother to us all. Mother Mary has definitely been putting on my heart to share this with you guys. I'm going to do my very best. I am not a theology student. I am just a Catholic woman who is deepening my own faith and wanting to share that with you so that hearts can be changed and we can all be with each other for eternity in heaven. So God bless. Continue to know God, love God, and do God's will. I'll be praying for you. Please pray for me. Talk to you soon.
You have been listening to a podcast by What Laura Likes. Make sure, if you haven't already, to check out the community. It is growing so fast. fast, and there is so much good dialogue. There's exclusive videos, there's live Zoom meetings, there's so much content in there, resources for you, active conversation between different Catholic women all striving to become saints through their vocation. It's only $5 a month or $60 for the entire year. And if you cannot afford that, please email me. Also, if you like this content, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review. It's so, so helpful to get this out in front of other eyes. And you can learn more about me at whatlauralikes.com. And there is, of course, a YouTube video that correlates with this if you want to see me talk to the camera. I'll talk to you real soon. Pax Christi.